We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,373. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Come on.
And you are in the Men's Room.
Good pipes.
On tap today, Ryan Castle joins us from his basement studio dungeon. Once again, we will sit and spin. And today, in honor of Thanksgiving, 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil. We will play Profile This, plus headlines of Men's Room Shout of the Day, phoneable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
It's a clack. You're going to draw.
All right, here we go. Playboy socialite shows up at a wedding for his friend with his six pregnant girlfriends in tow.
Jeez.
Meanwhile, a DUI suspect claims that he thought he was dreaming, and cops wanted him and his car to put on a show. Brexit forces sex toy prices to soar if you need some beads or a plug. Videos freaking people out when something pops out of a dead praying mantis that looks like a bug. And a woman, she praises her beautician after her, quote, popping lashes stay on after a horrible car crash. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Let's face it. A lot of people look forward to the holidays, which here in the U.S. officially begin on Thursday with Thanksgiving. Well, they don't celebrate Thanksgiving in England, but they're already preparing for Christmas. And by preparing for Christmas, I mean they're preparing for the possible giant rat invasion. Seriously, they've been warned that because of the COVID-19 lockdowns, the giant rats there have not been able to feast on the usual array of trash from the pubs and restaurants because they've been closed. Well, according to experts, those rats will be raiding people's homes for food and warmth this Christmas season. Good times. But look, some people actually enjoy interacting with the local rodent population. Sex Pistols singer Johnny Rotten, he enjoys nuzzling with the squirrels on his property to the point that he started inviting them inside of his home. And that may change because apparently the squirrels brought fleas into his house and he got a flea bite on his penis. Now, there's just certain things that you don't want in your home again or at all. You might think that if you have a disability, maybe having a live-in caregiver, that would be a good idea. And it can be. It even should be. But for one woman in Tennessee, not so much. She hired a caregiver in July. By October, in 3 months, the caregiver stole more than $30,000 from it. That's $30,000 a month. That's like $1,000 a day. I'd actually rather deal with the rats and the fleas because they're not being malicious. They're just being rats and fleas. People, on the other hand, well, you know. And let's face it, with the COVID restrictions, the holidays will be a little less get-togethery. And while you might not want to admit it out loud, there's someone you're really glad you won't have to deal with this year. But that's the essence of today's question. Just be honest about it. Animal, acquaintance, or family member, who do you hope never visits your home again?
Be part of the Big Show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Text 77999 and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hold the towels and away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,373. My, oh my. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. A guaranteed future repeat. That is a fact.
That's the funniest thing you've said in a while.
As once again, we welcome in Ryan Castle, and he will join us from his basement studio dungeon. We will sit and spin, and today, in honor of the Thanksgiving holiday that's coming up, and a lot of you will be eating your face off, let's face it. Maybe not the biggest crowd that you normally expect for Thanksgiving, but either way, the food's probably going to be the same.
For the most part.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about food today, basically, on Sit and Spin. And once again, in honor of that great holiday, we will bring you 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil, lead singer of Motley Crue.
Nice.
If Vince could rename these bands.
These are different than the other 10 bands that Vince Neil named.
There's more bands that Vince keeps renaming. We will bring those to you.
He likes a lot of bands.
He does like a lot of bands out there. And
I think
he
the word is prolific.
Yes, he is prolific.
He is a band renamer. And Ryan Castle, he does not know the renamed band. So we will play him a band that is very popular, and then he will try to figure out if Vince could rename said band. Some bands, you don't need to, right? Like Cake.
Meatloaf.
Vince would just go, hell, it's Cake.
You know, perfect. What I
mean? That's great. That does not need anything done to it. But other bands, they might need a little bit of help.
Sure, sure.
So we have 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil coming
does
up.
Does he like the Cranberries?
Yes, he does, but yeah, not as
or
much.
Or is that too healthy?
They're a little mean for him, I think, but in a pinch. Look, it's Thanksgiving, so he's fine with the Cranberries.
Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of places he'd stop and eat. He'd stop at Jimmy's Chicken Shack, you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with the name of that place. It's good. It's on the side of the road.
He's never been there, but hey, let's try it.
Name sounds great. So we have 10 bands renamed by
Shaking
Vince Neil
Foot
on the way by. Yeah, exactly. Little Feet.
Eat the whole
sure.
Little Feet.
Little Feet. Sure, he'd eat those too. All right, Tom, moving on to our question today. As you know, the holidays are here. Hopefully, maybe you will get to spend a little bit of time with family some way, somehow, if that is possible. If not, you'll be doing it virtually from home. But either way, as we know the holidays to be, holidays are one of those times where you get family that come in and everything else, but that's traditionally not always where the yes hits the fan as far as things in your home that you necessarily don't want there for very long.
Right.
But
also with family, it doesn't mean you're happy to see all of them. You're happy to see most of them, but rarely are you happy to see all of them.
That is correct.
Sometimes it's a combination.
What do you mean?
Like, you might have an aunt and uncle, you like both of them.
Sure.
But when they get together, they just fight all
the time. They're awful. Right.
Sure. Okay. Sure.
Right. You know what I mean? So it's like, who knows? I might have some people in my family where, like, they're both fine on their own, but when they get together, they're like oil and.
That's why we've only invited my father.
Water.
Water and vinegar.
Vinegar.
There you go.
It's I don't know. Oil and vinegar?
Oil and something.
Oil and vinegar is delicious, though.
Yeah. It's a great dressing.
Right?
I don't know
what it is. But we know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, wait, what the hell is
right?
it?
Which don't mix?
Right.
Now, I think the I've had there's a few things in my life that I hope I never have to deal with in my home. I go back a number of years on this one. And when I was first marriage, got married, and my wife's father, he got together with a woman, and she had never had children.
Okay.
So she wanted that desperately, and that's one of those things. They were both older, so there was no way that they were going to be able to conceive children. But she looked into adoption. They looked into foster care. They looked into all these different things.
They did or she did?
She did, but he was supportive of it. He was on board. I mean, he was a social worker and everything else, so he was willing to jump in.
So he had already helped children.
Yeah, he'd helped anybody that needed help that he could help. So they decided that they were going to take in a foster child.
Okay.
Now,
oh, it's just one.
Yeah. Now, this is
the story.
I've never heard the full story.
I've heard of Juan. I just didn't know how it began.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Sit right back and hear the tale.
Juan didn't get dropped off on the porch or something like that. Juan was, he went and he looked. And basically what you do is you go to these foster homes, and like you're adopting a pet, you go, I'll take that one. And you point. Now, I don't know how that works exactly.
Right.
But either way, they ended up with Juan, who we know on the program as Juan Montgomery.
Right.
Because we gave him that last name. Now, Juan is on the surface.
It's not Juan Black.
Juan on the surface.
Could have been. Sorry. Juan Montgomery. I love that name.
I know.
Juan is a very nice young man. All right.
Real quick. It's water and oil. Okay. Water and oil.
Water and
okay.
Oil.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Very nice young man. Appears in all aspects of life to be very happy about this situation.
Mm-hmm.
He is glad to be out of foster.
Sure.
For sure. He's in a nice house now. But the way that Juan grew up, he always grew up in a foster home. Now, anytime you get a bunch of anybody to live together in a group setting where friends are involved, there are going to be people who are up to no good in shenanigans.
Sure.
I don't care if you have five roommates and you're 20 years old, you're going to be doing stuff to your other roommates, you're going to be having fun, you're going to be doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
When's the last time you inserted someone else's toothbrush into your butt? Roommates.
Yeah, just basic stuff.
I don't
like
do
that.
It to my kids, I don't do it to my wife, but roommates, it's happened.
Yeah. So,
I should have known that before I lived with you.
He was,
Ted, most recently.
Very nice, very charming, but also secretly kind of one of those kids who would rob you blind, right? Juan liked his money, so he would take his money and he could spend it on whatever he wanted. So,
how old is Juan?
Juan at this age is about 12, 13 years old.
Okay.
But when he came to our place, the nicest kid in the world. No problems, no issues, enjoyed his company, everything else. A couple days later, after they leave, you realize that Juan had robbed us blind. And when I mean he robbed us blind, I mean the kid robbed us blind. He, like, took a lot of different things, which I did not know. And not only that, but there was no proof of it. But because by the time he got back, he'd sell it all to his friends. He'd get rid of it, so he basically...
I mean, you say there's no proof. Either your father-in-law, his girlfriend, or Juan robbed you.
Sure. So, and keep in mind, I have things that I don't want stolen from me. I've got
things?
Yeah.
Everything?
Like, I've got a grow
gun?
I've got a grow operation going on in my basement. You know, there's all kinds of things that I don't want Juan to be privy to. You know what I'm saying?
Like, sure.
I got a closet in there. I got some weed growing. I've got weed on my person. I got a big bong down there. And I know for a fact that the Juan's already down with that much.
Sure.
Juan's already experienced drug use at this age, right? So that's part of the reason he needs the money, because he wants to go buy more weed or anything.
Well, the drugs don't buy themselves.
Yeah, exactly. So at this point in time, you know, it was, these were the days where you would call somebody because you couldn't just go to the store and buy weed. And if you were going to call Ronnie or whoever, you know, you call Ronnie up and Ronnie's like, yeah, he's coming in tomorrow. I should get it all by noon. Just give me a call. All right, Ronnie. Call Ronnie and dude. Yeah, he says it's going to be a few more days. It's just one of those things.
Sure.
So by the time that Ronnie ever gets there, I'm like, just give me an ounce or whatever you got, right? Now, this is the second time the Juan's coming down. So I have kid-proofed this house of anything that Juan Montgomery could possibly steal.
Now, is this just your weed stuff or something like your wife's jewelry? Or are you just looking out for you and your wife's on her
own? I'm looking out for anything that I can find. Cameras.
What did he take the first time?
We don't know everything.
Oh, really?
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, we don't know everything. You know what I mean? But we, like, savings bonds that were, or whatever the
oh,
hell it
Jesus,
was.
Man.
Just weird stuff.
So like, he's going for good
there's
stuff.
There's no way that he even knew that he couldn't cash those.
Right.
Because those names, you have to have your name on a savings bond.
Well, now neither can you.
Right, exactly. Just weird stuff like that. You know what I mean? He was just trying to get whatever he could. But I neglected to lock the door at one morning when I went down to water my plants. All right. But I also kept my weed down there. So it turns out that when Juan left, I had it like I had a little bit that I smoked that I kept in a little Tupperware container. Mm-hmm. And then I had the rest of it that I bought from Ronnie stashed. You know what I mean? Up in the corner because that was the bulk of it. Right. So I just have a little that I smoke with. And when I need some more, I go in there and pick it out. Well, Juan raided the big pillow.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't notice because until I need to put more in my Tupperware.
Of course. Juan knows what he's doing. I kind of like Juan.
Juan is, I often wonder what happened to Juan Montgomery. But either way, he either, when they got back, something happened. He ended up getting in like a fist fight with his stepmother or something like
Jesus.
That. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So Juan had to go back. All right. And then they decided that they were going to adopt another child.
All right.
This kid was worse.
But was he clearly worse?
He was clearly worse.
Oh.
So, and I think they were from the same home in New Jersey. Either way, this was a train wreck because she was kind of playing with my kids and teaching them not to be very good. And at the same time, still robbing us blind.
How old was she?
She was 12 to 13 years
old. Damn.
It's a magical number, right? For whatever reason, this child also got in a fist fight with her stepmother and got sent back home.
Good God.
Oh, yeah. But those were the two first times in my life where I had to be like, no, these family members...
They cannot come
They cannot come to my house. I cannot kid-proof them from stealing anything. They will figure it out. They are smarter than I am. So that was a weird conversation you have to have, especially with your in-laws.
Were they aware that Juan...
No.
So they had no idea.
Dad's a raging alcoholic. He didn't even know what time of day it is. The wife is oblivious. She's just one of those people who bounces through life. Like, he...
Right. Everybody's stepping in front of a fire truck.
And she steps on it and just barely grazes her and misses.
Sure.
She's that person. So they had absolutely no idea. So I had to ban Juan Montgomery and I had to ban the other kids.
How does that conversation go? Like, look, he's stealing my weed. So...
Well, yeah. He stole a bunch of stuff. He stole coins. He stole anything he could get his hands on.
All right. Can you have that conversation? He stole my weed?
Yes.
All right. If you're that mad about it.
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah.
You stole my drugs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, totally. At one point in time, I was so pissed off, and my father-in-law was not really being very cooperative about all this. So, but he likes to smoke a pipe.
Sure.
And he'll stay up all night on the back porch smoking a pipe. So he smokes Sail. So I'm like, look, I'm not dealing with this anymore. I'm knocking his ass out. So I put a big old bud down the bottom of his
what's Sail?
Pipe. Sale
that's
is just
tobacco.
Basically
loose tobacco.
Pipe tobacco. Pipe right. tobacco. It smells great.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime you
smells
walk
better
by,
than the taste.
I would love to smoke a pipe. It smells so good. You never do. But I got him really, really stoned, and then he went to bed before he had to leave the next day, so didn't have to deal with it.
Does anyone still smoke a pipe, by the way? I don't know the last person I've seen that smokes a pipe.
There's a guy, Sherlock Holmes, who works in the building. He'll smoke a pipe outside when we have people here.
Yeah, but he smokes a pipe because he wants you to know that he smokes a pipe.
Correct.
Right, I have one friend from back home that smokes a pipe, but he also has like a handlebar mustache.
This guy does too.
And the pipe comes with a derby hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, by the way. You
same
look
thing
like,
with
you
this guy
like,
in front.
You look like you're making fish and chips, you know what
right.
I mean? And,
but with that said, when I was growing up, one of the ladies that babysat us, her husband smoked a pipe. And like, we'd play in the basement. I remember, I just thought it smelled so good.
It smells
and it
awesome.
Was so classy, the way he would just empty it out and play with it and fill it up mm-hmm. and smoke it.
People have pipes, they have like 10 of them. Mm-hmm. They don't have one.
Yeah, we went through a phase. Me and a group of friends for about 6 months where we bought cheap pipes and we really got into smoking pipes.
It's just as a kid, I remember it smelled so good and you used to smoke indoors back in the day. But right, there's always some kid's father, but probably 20% of my friend's father smoked a pipe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when you were over there and the whole house smelled outstanding.
That's like, basically what we smoked.
It smelled
weed
like dessert.
Because you couldn't.
But they weren't smoking weed.
They kept shutting down all the head shops in town because they were like tobacco use only.
Right.
Like if you say bong, you're going to jail for 50 years.
Yeah, yeah.
All this weird stuff. But if you walked into a 7-Eleven, they'd have corn cob pipes.
That's what I bought.
On the counter. Or
just like Frosty the freaking snowman.
Exactly. And that was just fine by
do them. People inhale pipes?
I don't.
You're not
supposed
so.
To like a
you're
cigar.
Yeah, you're supposed to roll it around in your mouth. It's definitely a little bit heavy to smoke.
I'm going to bring that back.
The pipe?
Smoking a pipe?
Yeah. Just pointing it at people.
Then people call you a gentleman.
Yeah, you're right.
Excuse you know, me. A gentleman smokes a pipe. A mm-hmm. dude smokes a cigarette.
I need to go outside and hit my pipe for a little while.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to have to get more button ups.
Our question, animal acquaintance or family member, who do you hope never visits your home again? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So my girlfriend's ex-boyfriend is the one that I never want to see anywhere near me ever again.
All right.
He came to the house that we were living in after he found out that we were dating. Eventually got his way in the house. We had a big old fist fight, and then he got arrested in the driveway.
Why? Ooh. Why did you get? I mean, I understand you're probably being defensive, but what is his problem? Because once you've broken up with someone, like, I don't know what people think breakup means, but to me, it means you're done.
Yeah, I never wanted to get back with him until he broke into my current residence with my then boyfriend, and they got into a fight, and then I realized how much I loved him.
Right. Like, so, what does he say when he approaches you?
I mean, he didn't really say anything to me. My girlfriend tried to defuse the situation after he got into the house, and then he put his hands on her, and I heard, "Ow, that hurts." Came out of the room that I was in, and then he just rushed me. So there wasn't really a conversation involved. We just kind of went at it.
Did you beat this guy's ass, or did he get the better end of you?
Oh, no, I beat the ass out of this dude.
Okay, and then did she call cops, the cops, or did you?
She actually called the cops because she knew that he was on his way. She was on the phone with the sheriff's office when he pulled up, and so during the fight, they were en route and arrived right as it wrapped up, and he was trying to get out and leave.
But why was he coming over in the first place?
Because he wanted to beat my ass.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So his whole point was to come over and assault you. So what was he charged with? Was he charged with breaking and entering, or did your girlfriend let him in the home?
He forced his way in the home after my girlfriend's cousin told him to leave. He went to close the door, kicked the door back in her cousin's face, and then entered the home. He was charged with DV, so domestic violence, and then I want to say it was burglary two, which are both felonies, and neither of those stuck.
Okay, so he didn't spend any time in jail.
I think it was like 2 days.
2 days. All right. Now,
hell, Ted did more than that.
What? Yeah, exactly. He didn't even do anything. What? So did you ever have to run into this guy again?
Not in person. I play online video games, and he ended up on my team in a game that I play online. and recognized, I played on my girlfriend's account, and he recognized the gamer tag. And I didn't realize who it was at first. I thought it was just someone talking smack about her name. And then he said, "Like my ex-effing girlfriend." And then I plugged the mic in and I was like, "Oh, what's up, dude? And how's it going? Yeah, you have fun sitting in jail? How was that?"
Did you shoot him?
No.
In a video game?
In the video game.
And unfortunately, friendly fire is not enabled in that game. So no, I couldn't do that.
See, I mean, he was on your team.
Yeah, he's on the team.
You can't accidentally do that to your own teammate?
Not in this game, no.
That might be a good thing. I hear my son, when he's playing his video games, or he's on the headset, and as he's coordinating with other teammates, obviously sometimes either they disagree or someone Fs up, and I mean, they're just at each other.
Do I know I'm playing with an 8-year-old? I mean, is my language, you know what I'm saying, as far as like...
So, it's kind of, and look, you know how rules are with kids, so I know goddamn well as soon as I leave the basement, he's probably playing with anybody he wants to play with, but it's like, look, man, if you don't know the cat... Try to stay away from him. So he's made a few friends. Look, his friend might be 45 years old.
Sure.
But they're always on the same team, have been for the last year. They coordinate to do the thing. Other kids I recognize. I can hear, God damn, I hear all of their voices all the time going through the headset. So for the most part, he has his little crew of friends, same guys that he would physically interact with if all this crap was going on. But there's the occasional, like, player you don't know, but they're good teammates together, yeah, depending on the game.
Okay.
So, I think you can ask, too. Mike, you play Call of Duty, like, if you're on there, like, do you ever say, like, are you a kid?
No.
You just have to play with them
that
if it's random?
That is not a question to ever... I know you're asking for the right reason.
Right, I'd be like, get off of here, kid.
But never right. Say, hey, are you a kid?
It's, yeah, you're probably right.
It's not if he's
right.
The best teammate you have. It doesn't matter.
Right, that's...
Well, I don't know. I'd feel bad if I'm cursing up a storm and then, like, throw my problem down.
No. It's this. I don't care what he hears. I care what he says, right?
All right.
You're going to hear... So if I stub my toe, he hears worse than anything they're going to say. You just can't say.
Mm-hmm. Animal acquaintance or family member, who do you hope never visits your home again? 206-421-ROCK.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Oh, man. You think the holidays are going to be rough this year? Maybe in England a little bit worse. Brits have now been warned that the coronavirus lockdown could bring a very unwelcome festive invasion into their homes on Christmas Day. It has been claimed that millions of hungry rats, some more than a foot long, are desperate to come in from the cold and into warm, centrally heated homes as winter looms. Lockdown in England, which has forced pubs and restaurants to close, means the rats have been unable to feast on half-eaten bags of chips, dumped takeaways, so they are now more starving than previous years and have become more aggressive. On Tuesday, the technical director for the British Pest Control Association warned, as temperatures begin to drop and food becomes scarce, rats will begin looking for shelter. Guess what that means? They're going to go into your home. And as autumn and winter push on, rats are going to start to head indoors. Rats and mice do not hibernate and are a problem all year round. House mites are already living in and around wherever we are, but as the weather gets colder, field mice currently surviving outdoors are going to look for warmer places, and rats as well in the
field
city.
Field mouse.
Yeah. By last month, 78% of pest controllers reported increased rat sightings and call-outs from distressed homeowners who came home to see a huge rat in their living room.
See, rats are different than cats. One of my first apartments in Baltimore, realized we had mice. Whole building had mice, whatever. I got a cat. And, like, in 2 days, I don't know if the scent of the cat scared them away, because I don't recall the cat killing any of them. We had no mice. My neighbors still had mice, but I did. Rats, your cat means nothing.
Problem with these rats are many are mutants, which means that they, believe it or not, have become immune to over-the-counter poisons and are growing to over a foot long. Oof. As rats breed all year round, there are fears their numbers will multiply inside of the homes as well. They're coming into homes. That's exactly what's happening.
Feed me some skinless bangers.
All the waste was produced by people eating food out from establishments doing the cooking. Everything that was in the bins outside, that's all gone. And when they're hungry, they will, believe it or not, eat each other. Some rats will come into other people's homes just to find other rats to eat.
Oh, hey, what's up, dude?
The big rats will come in and then eat the smaller rats that are already occupying your home.
Now, see, I can live with that if it's like, look, we have a rat problem, but one giant rat came in and ate the rest of the rats, and now we just have one rat.
And, Ted, based on the age of a lot of these homes, do you have any idea where the rats make their way into the home? What is the primary way that a rat makes its way into your home?
In England?
Yep.
Because of the age of the homes.
There's only one way in, for the most part.
The basement door? Or wait a minute, maybe through the carriage?
How about
you have a carriage?
The drainage system. Because the rats are in the sewers.
Oh, they're coming up through the toilet.
That
the loo.
Is correct,
damn.
Sir. The
damn.
Rats eat feces. The one way that they get in is through the loo.
Well, they eat poop like, hey, I'll be feeding you 3 or 4 times a day, homie. Relax. Mm-hmm.
They're encouraging homeowners to close their lids if that will help and put a brick on top, but they don't know if that will stop the rat from being able to get out either way.
But here's the problem. When you go to the bathroom, pull the brick off the top and pop it open, you know, if it's there, mm-hmm. it's a rat, man. And rats are definitely aggressive. It's
not only that. But there is one more problem with all of this. Because of what's going on with the pandemic and with the lockdown and everything else, more families than ever before are stocking up their pantries with more food than they normally have. So the rats are also coming in to eat the stashed food.
The good news in that, though, is
stockpiling effects, so to speak.
You also have a lot of toilet paper, so at least the rats can also wipe their ass should they eat your food.
Man, you're right. What do you do when you open the toilet and the rat's just sitting there looking at you?
Right, mm-hmm. Because, I mean, the option is this. Like, look, you can leave the toilet lid loose and this rat climbs out of your toilet, but it's going to go to where your food is. Or you can put the brick on there, and every time you go to the bathroom, you're terrified that there's a giant mutant rat waiting.
And when they say be careful about storing food in outbuildings or garages, obviously you don't want to do that. The rats are cutting and eating through the cans. So even if you have a can of spotted dick or something like that, which you have in England, they're going to eat through that can and get in there.
And so they realize it's spotted dick and be like, anything else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. They say, please, if you they have a hotline. They're trying to help people figure out how to trap these rodents, ensure they're placed in secure locations. You can't just trap the rat and let it go because it's going to come back or go into your neighbor's house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they say, as far as the pesticides go, they're just not working right now.
That's unbelievable.
So the rats have they've gone beyond the current poison.
They gotta get those boxes, man.
I mean, you can only get so many because I mean, they reproduce so quick. I mean, to give you an idea, when one of the last times I visited Baltimore, a friend of mine who does not live there now but still lived there at the time, where she lived was an up-and-coming neighborhood, and there's just rats all over Baltimore. It is the thing. But the rats are in the alleys. This is well-established. Everyone knows, to the point you almost don't care because they stay out of your house.
In the sewage system.
Because you put your trash out in the alley in a trash can, and the rats will do their things like crows, right? But they stayed out there. Well, so one of the things about Baltimore, a lot of the row homes, your backyard is just a cement plot. There is zero vegetation. We walk on her balcony to smoke a cigarette, and I notice that her neighbor has this really nice backyard. Like, he installed all this gardening and stuff on the side. Mm-hmm. He has grass. And I said, man, that looks great. You guys should consider that. And she lost her mind. She said, the problem with this is, just to give you an idea, all of the rats now, when you give them coverage like that, there's a ton of rats now living next door to her because you have grass. So basically, you have to keep your house as ugly and as plain as you possibly can there.
So they don't have a place to hide
the
nest.
Rats. Right. She's like, so ever since this guy, and I guess it had been like a year, year and a half, whatever, he'd gotten it remodeled. And like I said, it looked nice. I mean, he had like nice trees and nice shrubbery and a nice garden. And she's like, I want to burn that whole goddamn thing down because now everyone on the block, there's rats everywhere. And you can chase them and do what you want. And they all just disappear back into his yard. Mm-hmm. So you think about it. Rats are so bad that you want your house to be ugly so that they don't live directly behind
Ted showed me the video of the guy that he's got a garden out back and the gopher is eating all his vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, he figured out a way to, for the human part of it, to kind of cordon that off with chicken wire and everything else. And then he built a special garden just so that the gophers could come and eat.
Gopher, woodchuck, whatever. It just, he had
a woodchuck.
He had a camera out there, and the woodchuck would just sit there, like, blatantly, like,
eat his radishes and look in the camera. It is the greatest thing you've ever seen.
So then after like a year, he's like, I guess I got to build a separate garden for him. And then a lady woodchuck showed up, and then they had baby woodchucks.
Oh, so he's got a family now.
Yeah. He does.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing about the woodchuck world is none of them share.
No, they don't.
Really?
So that, right, they all interact with each other. But like on the video, like if the lady comes over, one of the kids, it's like, ah! Like, no, this is mine. Woodchuck, he...
So he's now built a garden just so they'll stop being, oh, Jesus, I'm looking at the video now.
Yeah. And he always looks at the camera.
Right, he always stares right at the camera just to eat it, like out of spite.
Look at that. Like, what you going to do, homie?
Oh, yeah. Now he's got a tomato in his mouth. Next thing you know, he's got a radish. I mean, he eats basically everything in there.
Dang, that's a nice garden, too, mm-hmm. man.
I told you, last year I lived in Baltimore City, not up in Towson, right? So that the death room where people had died and stuff. Yeah. That was the winter we got like 2 feet of snow in one snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
You could, and my room was in the basement, but because I had a little space heater in there, it's amazing I never died in there.
Being that there was a fire, right?
Right. The rats would come up at night and would scratch my window trying to get in.
I have, during my homeless stint, it only happened once, but it had snowed outside and there was no real good place to go, but there's one place I knew downtown and you could kind of shuffle under these bushes just to keep some of the snow off of you, right? So I go to sleep. I wake up. There are three rats, but they're curled up with me for my body heat.
Yeah.
And it is a weird, like you wake up, then they wake up and you're kind of looking at each other like, cool, man. And they scurried off and I'm like, things have got to change. You know what I mean? Like, one thing.
You think the rats are saying that?
Like, oh my God,
we gotta get.
We slept next to that guy.
Oh my God, he was just like laying on the sidewalk, and man, we gotta get him.
Did you know there was a dude under here?
New life.
You know what? That's a good. But they were probably more surprised than I was. Like, don't you have a house?
Like, no. They stood up. He was skinny. Wasn't that warm?
Animal acquaintance or family member? Who do you hope
you
never?
You suck, dude.
Who do you hope never visit your home again? 206-421.
I remember when this city was something.
And I look at you. Hello, Willie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hola, Willie.
So, years ago, living with roommates, and my roommates had gone on a rampage because we had rats in the house. And they had determined that there were four of these rats in the house, and they had trapped and caught the three of them, but there was still one left. And we could hear it chewing on the door from the basement into the kitchen. Every night, it would chew on the hole on the door. And in the morning, you could see, you know, he couldn't get through, couldn't get his fat body through, but he'd chewing on the door every night.
So it's like Shawshank Redemption. Like, I got 20 years, I got a plan, eventually I'm going to get through.
That's why a doggy door would never, I would think, would be a good idea, you know?
Well, I kept looking at the hole, thinking, how big is this thing that it can't get through there? So, woke up in the morning, I was sleeping on a futon, looking, you know, like on the ground, basically, on a futon mattress. And straight across from me, there is the rat. He'd come upstairs and into my room. And I looked at my baseball bat and went, no, I don't want that all over my room. So I run downstairs. We had a fireplace, and we had a welding
glove that we would use to adjust the firewood. I grabbed a welding glove, and it's leather, figured that's safe, and a grocery bag, paper grocery bag. I walked back upstairs, and I think the thing had just eaten because he was fat, and this rat was, like you said, like the body was 8-9 inches easy. The tail was just huge. And I just grabbed him by his fat gut and belly and threw him into that paper bag. Now, I threw him into the trunk of my car. I'm going to the river to go swimming right. for the day. And then as I'm driving along the highway, I'm thinking, man, that rat ate a hole through the door. I'm pretty sure it can eat a hole through that bag. And I, oh my God, no, I don't want that rat in my. So I pulled over. And you know when you're driving down the highway and you see the hawks that are sitting up there on the lights?
Yeah.
Figured if I can, I guess a humanitarian thing to do. I got out. I opened up the trunk. Luckily, the rat was still in the bag, hadn't shoot himself out of there. And I tossed him into the brush along the highway, pretty near a hawk. Like, if you can get through the brush and onto Fred Meyer's, you know, you're in rat heaven.
Sure.
But if that, you know, that hawk is probably going to see you and probably going to get you. So I just left it up to nature, and there you go. But I never want to see that rat again or any rats like that.
I like that you set it up like Hunger Games. Like, listen, there's a Fred Meyer. He's got plenty of food. You just have to get to this flying obstacle that is a hawk. Well, you never know.
Hawk is used to seeing little tiny,
sure.
you know, little tiny rats or mice, and this was a big fat, like a small cat. I swear.
Urban rats, man. It's a different thing altogether.
Well, you see a lot of those videos where they try to re-release animals into the wild, and it just does not go.
It goes real poorly.
It's horrible. You know what I mean?
Sideways. And I feel bad because I laugh every time. Like, it's not funny in and among. You know what? It's not funny how quickly these things fall apart. It's more just the reaction of the people. You've gone through all this trouble, you rehabilitated this animal, and just pow, man.
Mm-hmm. We stay in England. Johnny Rotten, you know Johnny Rotten, he's from the Sex Pistols, and he has a weird new hobby. He has befriended the squirrels at his Los Angeles home.
That means feeds them.
He feeds them, lets them inside, even allows them to, quote, nudge up to him if they want to. Unfortunately, squirrels get fleas like any other animal,
mm-hmm.
and they pass them on to Johnny Rotten.
And they're woodland creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He says, quote, I looked down there this morning at my willy, and there is an effing flea bite on it, and there's another one on the inside of my leg. He adds, quote, the bites, wow, last night was murder because of it. The itching is too. It's such a poxy thing to get caught out on. The only way around it, because I'm not going to blame the poor little squirrels, is to Vaseline my legs. I just hope they don't get the wrong idea.
He's not going to stop inviting these squirrels in his home. He's going to put Vaseline on his legs.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. Look, I'm just one of these people, like, it could be, I know certain animals are cute. Squirrels are cute. That's fine. You can't be in my house. Like, you cannot be in my house. I'm not big on the outdoor animals coming into my home, because once I get comfortable, I feel like all you do is exacerbate a problem, right?
Without question.
Like, ooh, that squirrel's cute. Let it in the house. Like, no, either hit it with a shovel or get it the hell out of the house. It can't be in here. You know, like when your kids are real little, everything they see they want to bring in the house. It can be like, there is a warren of rabbits, I believe that's the technical term, lives directly outside of the house. They don't cause problems. They don't cause damage. That's why they still live directly outside of the house.
I was going to say.
If they start problems, things are going to change.
Five miles
doesn't mow the lawn.
What would be the one animal that if you had an open door to your home and it walked in, you'd be like, what are you doing in here? Instead of, oh, God, there's a such and such in the house. In other words, you have the door open and an animal walks in.
Sadly, in my experience of interacting with small woodland creatures, and these are just my minor interactions.
Any kind of animal.
The most docile that I have interacted with has been a possum. In spite of the fact that it is uglier than anything God ever intended, it didn't really do it. It hissed at me, but granted, I'm walking up on it. But otherwise, it didn't do it. The raccoons, they want to fight all the time. The crows, absolutely
but
not.
But people have raccoons as pets.
They do. I will not.
Right.
Is it becoming my pet, or I'm just saying,
welcome in.
You have a doggy door, and it can come in anytime it wants, and you'll let this one.
I mean, man, that's a tough question.
It is.
Because, I mean, like, right, initially I'd say squirrels, but they got, and they feel like they bite you. What's up with chipmunks? Are they friendly?
I don't think so,
depends,
man.
Depends on their disposition.
I think, to me, it's just, squirrels move too fast. They're too problematic. Raccoons are just too fat. And like I said, even though possums are ugly, the one possum that I ever dealt with, for the most part, was pretty chill.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, insect infestation. Your apartment in Baltimore, when I would go over there after the show, because of your two cats, they were indoor-outdoor cats.
Yeah.
So they got fleas.
Yes.
Now, the fleas were everywhere. Like, it looked like mm-hmm. Steve's floor was popcorn.
But they were racist. They only bit white people.
Yeah. And so
But Miles and I are white.
That's right. That was what I'm
so
saying.
We would go over there, and we would sit down and get high. And I'm burning these things off my legs, trying to pop them in my fingers, all this stuff. They are lighting me up. Right. They don't even touch you.
No.
They don't even do anything. And that's why you never have
a
problem.
They applauded when I came home.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
That's the damnedest thing ever.
I'm still racking my brain. Maybe a deer?
A deer?
Yeah.
People have deer as pet. But
what
not.
About a fox? You just saw a fox.
I did.
But this is in your house.
I'm thinking something more along the lines of like a pigeon.
I mean, okay. That's just easy.
So
it's
what?
A rat with wings.
It's a guess. Yes, but
it's a rat.
But he's just going to come in and do his little head bob. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's true. Right. He's probably the least problematic.
He might poop on the floor. He's going to coo a little
he's
bit.
He's going to poop on the floor.
But other than that, like, I feel like that would be the one thing if he walked into my house, I'll tell him, like, here comes that pigeon again.
All right. No,
give
no.
Him a crack.
You don't get a pigeon a mammal. It's got to be a mammal.
Yeah.
Pigeon's too easy.
Come on.
Because I let a robin in my house. Like, cool. Or a cardinal, or
yeah,
blue
man.
Jay.
Pigeon's too... Yeah, come on.
I want okay. This thing to have four legs and fur.
All right, a marmot. A marmot.
A marmot.
I'm taking a marmot. How's a marmot?
What, do you live on top of Mount Rainier?
Yeah. I have an open screen door.
All right.
Marmot.
What is in your neighborhood that's a possibility?
Raccoons.
Okay.
Coyotes.
Right. I know, I got those too, man.
Maybe a fox. I don't know. Squirrels for sure.
Yeah.
Rats are all over Fremont. Because they keep digging everything up.
Right. I had rats for a while, but they finished the building near my house, so they've left.
So they finally went away?
Trying to think.
You don't have them in the dumpster?
No.
Oh, they swim in the dumpster.
I got enough junkies back there scaring them off.
That's probably okay. What it is. Right. Again, the rats going, this city's gone to hell.
Right.
It used to be a time you could dive in a dumpster and get a Cheeto.
Oh, sometimes those ducks from the park end up on Broadway.
But again, birds are out.
Ooh, even a mallard?
Yes. It's still too easy. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm sure.
What if it was a goose?
Yeah, if you volunteer for a goose, that's on you.
If a goose just walks in, what are you going to do? You can't do anything.
I'm going to duck him.
What do you mean I can't do anything?
Well, I mean, you could try to chase him out, but ultimately he's just going to walk out on his own. He's a goose.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
I'm chasing him out.
I like the idea of befriending this fox.
I mean, I like the idea. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Well, if he gets out of control, he'll become a Shaw.
Oh, damn. Lay out the ground rules.
Right? Hey, you behave yourself, Fox.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see you around the shoulders of some lady from the 20s.
Our question, animal acquaintance or family member, who do you hope never visits your home again? 206-421-ROCK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.